Okay, this is the Fiction Old and New book group. Today is Friday, April 7th, 2023. And we're talking about Joanna Quinn's book called The Whalebone Theater. So I'll give you a little information about her. Joanna Quinn was born in London. She grew up in Dorset, which is in the southwest of England, where she lives now. She's worked in journalism, and this book, The Whalebone Theater, is actually her debut novel. And in Publishers Weekly Review, they stated that peacetime whimsy gracefully segues into scenes of unbearable tension and heart-rending suspense as Christabel boldly infiltrates Paris on the eve of its liberation, combining elements of I Capture the Castle, Brideshead Revisited, and Charlotte Gray. This is a reading experience. This is a reading experience to be long cherished. And I will go now. There were a lot of characters in this book. I did not write down everybody's name because it just got to be too many, but I'm going to try to hit, you know, the main ones. There was Christabel, who, now it took me a little while to figure out how they were all related to each other. So Christabel is the daughter of Jasper and Annabelle, and she's 3.5 years older than her sister Florence, or Flossie, and she's 5 years older than her cousin Digby. And then Florence, Flossie, she stayed on the family estate during the war, and she's the daughter of Jasper and Jasper's second wife, Rosalind. And then there was Digby, and Digby is the son of Rosalind, and then Willoughby, and Willoughby was Jasper's much younger brother. And he was interested in acting, and he died in France when he was there fighting the war. There's Jasper, who was the older brother, and he ran the family estate, and he was kind of conservative in nature. And then Willoughby, who was much more free-spirited, and he was 16 years younger than Jasper. There was Annabelle, who was the first wife of Jasper, and Rosalind, who was the second wife of Jasper, and she was married. He married her with the idea that she would give him an heir, and she ended up marrying Willoughby after Jasper died in a riding accident. There was Miss Dubert, who was the French tutor to Christabel and Flossie. And there was Therese, who was the Russian artist who was involved, in the Whalebone Theater. And Myrtle was the American poet. There was Sophie, who was the British agent, who was the roommate with Christabel and trained with her. There was Jean-Marc, who was a resistance fighter, and he was involved with Digby. And there was Elizabeth, who was a German woman who helped Christabel in Paris. And I know there was a lot of staff and other people also. I just didn't write everybody's name down. So I've already heard a few mentions that people were not enamored of this book. So I'm just going to give a couple of comments, and then we'll just go around and see what everybody thought. For me, this book was the kind of book that when you read it, it read very slowly. Till the end. The end, I think it picked up a little bit. But when I finished it, it sort of all came together for me. And I saw the course of, you know, Christabel's life, and I saw the way that they were living, and, you know, what the place was, what the time was like. It evoked a particular time and place for me, I think, pretty strongly. The book was divided into five acts, but for me, I kind of saw it as three sections. There was the first section, which was, you know, with the parents and the children, and they're on the estate, and you get to hear the backstory of all the different people. And even though it was a slow moving section, in certain ways, it was actually my favorite part of the book, because I really felt that she dug very deeply into all of these characters and you really got to know them. I actually thought when I picked this book that this book was just going to be about theater. I didn't realize that it was just part of the book. And the second part of the book was about the theater. And there were the notices, and you heard about the different productions and about, you know, Christabel's interest in directing, Digby's interest in acting. And they brought in different people from the different towns to act and stuff like that. And then the last part, of course, was when they were in France. And it was, you know, there were moments of tension, definitely. I guess my question for the group would be, which character did you find, not necessarily was your favorite, but did you find the most interesting? And, you know, and also what did you think, how did you think Christabel's life turned out after all this? I would say I really liked the relationship between Jasper and Annabelle. I thought it was sweet and I thought it was real. And, you know, obviously it has such an impact on him when she died. I like that part. And like I said, in a lot of ways, I actually like the first part of the book was my favorite. But anyway, let me call on people and see what everybody's thoughts are. I think if it's okay, I'm going to start with you, Sally, because I know you often like books set in England, and I'm wondering what you thought of this story.
Okay. When I started it, I thought it was very slow, and I would not pick the first couple chapters is my favorite, but I really, really liked this book. I thought she did a remarkably good job in a World War II novel, because there have been so many World War II novels written. I've read most of them. My favorite characters, like yours, were Annabelle and Jasper. I just thought that was so sweet. And I loved Flossie, who finally spoke up and said she didn't want to be known as the veg. But I really thought that she did a good job of defining characters, but there were several people I really, really disliked. Willoughby was one, because he was very careless with everybody's money. He didn't care. And Rosalind wasn't much better. But what I thought was really good at the end, people came out of a very bad situation and lived and prospered, except for Digby and what was his name, Jean-Marc. I liked that Christabel ended up with Leon. I loved Flossie and the vicar, I can't think of his name, George. I thought the part with Flossie and the German soldier was very, very poignant. But, you know, the town really could have taken against her. But I thought overall it gave a very, very good overview of what wartime was like in England and possibly France, but I don't know that much about France. I just thought it was a very good family saga with really good historical research and some very lovable characters and some not very lovable characters. Oh, and one of the minor characters I liked was the little boy Norman, who always had his dog on the string. I thought he was just a remarkable little boy. But I liked this much more than I thought I was going to when I started to read it.
Yeah, you said it very, very well. I think I felt that way too. I felt like it really came together. And I didn't think, you know, it sort of went from section to section. And I kind of thought, you know, we're going from here. But you're right. I thought it showed a good, it showed what it was like to be in that place in time really well under those circumstances. It really did. And there were a lot of, like you said, like Flossie and the German soldier. That was very, you know, and I have to say, I don't usually have a lot of sympathy for German soldiers, but that was, you know, I felt exactly as you did. I felt it was very sweet. It was very poignant.
She did mention that he didn't join. He was conscripted.
Right.
And really, exactly. he was just a young kid from a farm.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
sure.
it. Deanna, what did you think of the story?
I think there were very complex characters, and it was a time of great change. The girls in Digby were sort of neglected, wealthy background, you know, because that's the way they were treated back then. Children weren't really treasured or cultivated by their parents. Their parents led separate lives with servants to take care of the kids. So in many ways, they were little wild children. And they developed skills, all of them, that shaped their choices and where they ended up, because they were redefining who they were as you went through the book, from, you know, children of wealth to patriots, to feminism coming out as Flossie and Cristobal developed their own paths separate from what was expected of them. Because Flossie was the good little girl that tried to please everyone, and Cristobal was the little imp, wild child. And as she grew up, she became more withdrawn from people because she knew they thought she was odd. And yet each of them found their true center and carved out lives in the post-war era, where the roles of women and the roles of the wealthy and the middle class and the poor all changed as the world changed around them. So I thought that they were well-drawn people of the time. But it was an awfully long book.
Yeah. It was a long book, I would agree with you. Yeah. I every time they called Flossie Veg, I would like be like, no.
Don't do that to her. You know, make her feel like a nothing.
I know. I really hated that. And I agree with you. I think the characters were complex and they were well drawn. And it really, and the beginning part, it was interesting because, you know, nowadays people are so invested in their children. And then you think about what it was like with the aristocracy and, you know, and here too, not just in Britain. I mean, here also, you know, mm-hmm. very wealthy people, they barely interacted with their children.
Yeah. The glory of Vanderbilt type thing, you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's true. And I've never read I Capture the Castle, but supposedly that's, you know, that kind of setting where the children are running through the house. Did you ever read that, Sally?
Yeah, years ago, Jodie Smith. It was. They were just kind of raising themselves in a way.
Yes, exactly. And I thought she portrayed, I agree with you, Deanna. I think she portrayed that really, really well. Are you finished, Deanna? I'm sorry,
It's okay.
I know your name.
That
okay.
was all. That was all I wanted to say was, I wouldn't say it was the best book I've read this year, mm-hmm. but I think it was very well crafted.
Okay. How about you, Ladon? What did you think of the story?
Some books are really, really grab you right from the start and keep you reading. For me, this was not that kind of book at all. I got 5.5 hours into it, mm-hmm. and I thought, what in the world is this book about? It's nothing. And this is the first time I've ever done this, is come on one of the book discussion groups on a book that I did not complete. I could not complete mm-hmm. this book. Okay. I did think that Christabel was an interesting child character, and I liked a veg. I didn't see when she grew up and didn't like being called a veg, but I thought, I know that she was a cute little girl following behind. Anyway, that's about mine. I thought this was I did not like the writing style at all. And when I read that, I finally read what the write-up about it was, and found out that later in the book it was about the World War II. I might have liked it more if I'd have read it to the end, but I couldn't get to the middle. So
okay, that's fine. I mean, I've been going to book groups in Accessible World, I'd say, at least 10 years. A lot of people come to the groups having not finished the book at all. So,
well, it's not that I didn't finish it; it's I couldn't finish it.
Right, I understand. But a lot of people like to just hear what other people thought, and mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So that's fine. Marcia, what did you think of the story?
Well, I got a little further than LaDon.
Okay,
I ended up to ask.
Yeah,
but I'm with you, Michelle. I really liked the relationship between Jasper and Annabelle. They were so sweet together. They were such a lovely couple. And it was sad when he died. I mean, he was out on his horse and he'd had a few too many and just died. And it was a shame he left. Well, of course, he didn't really have much invested with Christabel herself. He just couldn't, after he lost Annabelle, he just couldn't get into being a father to her. But anyway, I got to the part where Christabel was trying to talk Digby out of going to war. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I'm going to just check and see, because this could get better. And I checked where I was in the book, and it was about 6.5 hours in or something like that. And I'm like, I just can't do it. There's just no way I can continue this. So unfortunately, I had to stop, because I knew I wouldn't get through it. But the writing was good, and I believe I could have kept going if she would have somehow condensed all the, mm-hmm. the slow going stuff and cut it down from, say, 18 hours to maybe 12 hours.
Yeah.
But I won't say that I wasted my time, because I did kind of get into what I was reading, and I really liked Flossie a lot, and the veg thing, I did not like that at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's about it. But thank you for recommending it.
Yeah. So it's very interesting, because I, so many people like fast-paced stories, and I just don't. So it's like, I have a hard time a lot of times in book groups, because everybody wants to read like these fast-paced stories. And I'm always like, let's take our time and whatever. So I have to find like a slow-paced book group just for myself, and get in well with that group. Jana, what did you think of the story?
I had mixed feelings about this book. I actually didn't really like the first part of it that much. The characters, I didn't like most of the characters. I ended up liking the kids, because all three of the kids ended up being really great people despite their childhood. And I think, to me, it seemed like it was more than just the aristocracy and the distancing from the kids. They didn't like their kids. They didn't even like them. And they didn't even hide the fact that they didn't like them, except that the mother was very partial to her son. Calling your child a veg is, that's just disgusting. I think I'd call CPS on her. But anyway, Sally said a lot of what I wanted to say. I thought that the Flossie's relationship with the German soldier was really interesting, that would even be put into a book. And I would have liked to have seen his character developed even more than it was. And then I think that the whole concept of the whalebone theater was very creative. Christabel was a very creative person. I liked their dedication to each other as children. They kind of needed each other in order to survive. And I also liked their dedication to the war effort. They each contributed in their own special ways. And other than that, I'm sorry, I don't really have anything very profound to say.
You made a lot of really, really good points there, actually. I think you're right about the kids, actually. I mean, it is so interesting reading about the way children were raised years ago. I mean, I think even not wealthy people years ago, you know, didn't necessarily focus as much on children as people seem to do nowadays, but theirs was obviously an extreme. And you're right. I mean, Rosalind, you know, she wasn't really much of a mother. And, you know, you wonder, like, if Jasper and Annabelle had managed to stay together and live and had more children, you know, maybe it would have been a better situation than it turned out to be. Rosalind and Willoughby as parents, and even Jasper too. Yeah. And you're right. They did make a big effort, contribution to the war effort too. So I think you're right about all that. Okay, Alan, I'm a little afraid to ask.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. You made me wait till last. I'll get you back.
You saved the best for last.
That's going to cost you one day. But anyway, I can't argue that the characters were well drawn and complex. My problem is I just didn't like any of them. And how old is this author, Michelle? You didn't mention that.
As far as I understand, she's at somewhere in middle age. She had a career as a journalist, but I couldn't find out exactly how old she is.
Okay. Well, my stories don't have to be fast paced. But they got to have transition, and heart-rending suspense. I never came across any heart-rending suspense in this book. I mean, I don't know if the rest of y'all did, but there was some suspense during the war, but it just the story just did not gel for me. It just did not. It just wasn't a good story. I didn't think it wasn't anything I was interested in. And I can muddle through stories if I like one of the characters, but I mean, I really didn't care much for the characters. I mean, Taraz, I liked the best, I guess. He at least had some kind of personality and stuff. The rest of them seemed kind of flat.
Rush suspends approval of medication abortion pill. Do you want to hear more about this?
Who's talking about abortion pills?
Must be, maybe it's an ad. Yeah.
Friday, April 7th, 2020. Kind of an inconvenient place to be in.
It sounds like maybe somebody's echo went off.
Whose echo is going off?
Not me.
But anyway, it wasn't as bad as pulling off fingernails with pliers, but it was close. I read the whole thing. I mean, I got through it all, but I can't say I liked much of it. So, my opinion and all that, I understand. But, y'all know me. If I don't like something, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be straightforward about it. And this just 18 hours? Oh, come on. Yeah. It could have been halved and still been a struggle to get through, I think. But there you have. And then I did like Annabelle. I will say I liked her, and I never was overly fond of Jasper, but I mean, that scene with the scenes with them were okay. And we didn't have much of the scenes with, I like the scenes with Digby and John Marcus stuff, but that, that was brief. I mean, it was very, and I'm still trying to figure out Peregrine, the uncle that was, the colonel. Since Sally's here, I can't say much bad about the Brits and stuff, but they kind of left us dangling toward the end there when Digby was so disillusioned and frustrated with the powers that be, but aren't we all these days? It touched on a lot of stuff and had a lot of complexity to it, but I like, if I'm gonna read stories that start out with kids, I want Stephen King to be telling them, because I mean he can flat make them interesting and make me want to keep reading. But I just had a hard time with this whole thing. So I hate the title too. If we're gonna be blunt about it, I just but whatever. That's enough for me. So.
Books are a lot longer when you don't like them, huh?
Yeah, they are indeed. I had it up
yes,
to 200.
They are.
I had it up to 200%, and I started to make it even go even faster. But I wanted to be able to understand the words. So.
I mean, I thought that it sounded like it was an outdoor theater, and I know there's a famous outdoor theater in Cornwall? Is that where it is?
Yeah, the Minnick Theater.
Yeah,
the Minnick Theater. It's by Eric Tanguy, who wrote a lot of stories about animals. He and his wife lived in Minnick and started this amphitheater. They were daffodil growers, but I think there are a lot of open air theaters along the coast. But I don't know if this was real or not.
I don't know that the whale really played that much of a part. I mean,
no.
I get with the ribs and so on and setting it up and everything, but I just, to me, naming the book The Whalebone Theater,
it wasn't,
the whale to me wasn't that prevalent.
Right. I agree with you. I thought this book was going to be all about theater. I was very, very surprised that it wasn't. It was only a little part of the story. So you're right, actually. I was trying to picture, how they constructed this theater. That was sort of interesting to me to think how it actually, I mean, in the Museum of Natural History in New York City, they have an actual whale that's the real size of a whale that's all along. They have a banquet room. And it's huge. I mean, it's just tremendous. It's so big. You can't believe how big this whale is. And I thought, is this what this looked like? They kind of scooped out the inside and people were sort of sitting inside that. It was odd to think about, actually.
They said it was a fin whale, I think. I'm not familiar with what a fin whale is. I thought the New York Museum, that's not a blue whale, is it? Isn't that one of the
giants? I think it's a
I think it's one of the biggest ones.
It's really big. I mean, it's really, really big. I once went to a dinner there and it was in this room.
It's ginormous. Yeah. Yeah. They're giants. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I thank you all for giving it a try. I had heard that this was a good book and like a lot of books, some of us like it and some of us don't. So it's always nice to hear, different opinions. I have a book for next month. And then after that, I've been looking at books that are shorter because I know that a lot of us go to multiple book groups. And I think sometimes it's hard to read so many long books. So I'm going to try very hard to pick books that are like under 10 hours, I think, because that way I think it'll just be easier for people to do. This book, unfortunately, is 13 hours because I picked it. I thought about it. This is something called environmental suspense or climate something suspense. I've never read a book like this before, so I don't know what it's going to be like. It's called The Displacements, and the author is Bruce Holsinger. and the number is 109018, and it's 13 and a half hours. And I don't know, you know, I read good things about it. And hopefully it will be, you know, captivating. It's a little shorter. It's not 18 hours. So 13 hours is better. But I think that that's I was actually talking to Sherry today on the phone, and I said to her, I'm going to really try to pick books that are shorter because I feel bad. I mean, I know most of us go to month or something. So
as far as me, my concern, I don't mind a long book, kind of like a long book, as long as it's interesting throughout the book.
that's the case.
I don't mind either.
Story. Yeah,
I'm the same way.
But the story's good.
As far as I'm concerned anyway, the length of the book really has nothing to do with
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't mind it either.
No, I understand. I know some of you haven't come all this time, but in August, I'm actually going to be doing this group for 10 years, which is a long time. And
doesn't seem that long.
And I'll tell you, in 10 years, I still have no idea how to pick a book for a book group. So not that good.
I think you do.
You do fine.
Picking books. Yeah.
I have no idea when I really don't. I have no idea when I pick a book.
I've been reading a lot of things that I don't normally read, and it's kind of entertaining.
It's very fun.
Yeah,
it's impossible to pick books that everybody's going to like every time. That's impossible.
That's right.
Out of everybody. Yeah.
You do a real good job. I like the stuff you pick.
I've already downloaded next month's book. I mean, it's there on my card and everything. Ready to go.
Yeah, I did too as well. It's when announced it, I wrote it down and downloaded it.
I'm looking forward to it. I've never read a book in this genre before.
I never did. It's just the category 6 hurricane. So,
I know.
Not going on with that,
it's very scary. There's no part of the world that's totally safe anymore. It's all, you know, if the hurricane doesn't get you here in Missouri, it's the tornado. You know, it's just like no matter what you do, Mother Nature is really annoyed with us.
She's category annoyed 6 with everybody. Yeah, she's annoyed with a lot of folks.
Annoyed with me. Blew a tree down on my house and crushed our porch.
And I'm glad I read this. If anybody ever gives me back talk, I'm going to say I'm going to hit them over the head with a piece of the Whalebone Theater. So that'll be good. And I don't know if you heard, Michelle, but Nancy Unger came in about halfway into the program. So I don't know if you want to get her comments and stuff. But, I think that's probably her sputtering and stuff. Hi. On a blind shell, I expect.
Oh, did you want to say anything?
I didn't read the book, but I went looking for the next book is on that email, right? I didn't, you know, from the fiction old and new. I didn't look at that yet.
May. It is.
Yes.
Would you mind? Pardon me. Go on.
Oh, I was going to say, do you want me to give you the number for the book or
just the name?
Just the name? Okay, it's called The Displacements.
What's it called?
The Displacements. DISPLACEMENTS.
The Displacements. Okay, hold on. It sounds real mental on my phone. The Displacements.
Yeah.
And that's on May. That'll be on May 5th, right? May 5th, the first Friday, right?
May 5th is a Friday. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
the Displacements, right. Okay. Who's the buyer? I mean, remember?
Yes, the author's name is Bruce Holsinger, Holsinger.
Okay, Bruce Holsinger. Okay, by Bruce Holsinger. Thank you. Sorry, I just didn't have a chance to read the book. I need to. Anyone know what the mystery book is? I read it, and for some, I lost track of time. I was such a dork this month.
I think
Vanishing Girls.
What's it called?
Like the Josie.
Vanishing Girls, the first and the Josie Quinn,
right?
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Lisa Regan.
Yeah.
When is that one? Because I don't have that on my list.
That's the fourth
Sunday.
Yeah, fourth Sunday.
I'm going to turn this
Yeah, so you haven't posted it yet, I guess. So.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm trying to.
No, Liz is usually late getting me her newswires and stuff.
So. Let me try to. Everything sounds real muffled on my.
Yeah,
did,
you do. Forgive
sound... me for being.
You sound
forgive
real
muffled
me.
Did you, too. Did you say the innocent girl? I'm sorry. I do apologize.
Vanishing.
My phone was really muffled.
Vanishing.
The vanishing girl.
Disappearing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's actually girls, plural. Vanishing girls.
Right. Vanishing girls. Okay. And who wrote that?
Lisa Regan, Regan.
Oh, yeah, she's good. Thank you. I'm sorry, Alan. Vanishing Girls by Lisa. And that's by Lisa Regan. It's going to be this. I don't know what the date is. I can't remember.
The fourth Sunday of the month, whenever it is.
Fourth Sunday of the month. Thank you.
The 23rd. Okay.
The 23rd. Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that, guys. Thank you.
No problem, Nancy.
Thank you. When things sound, I wear hearing aids, and when things sound too muffled, it's annoying for me. No one's fault but mine. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everybody. And thanks for coming. And I'm sure we'll see each other again at World of Books and the Mystery Group and Novel Ideas and all the other groups. So thanks, everybody, so much. And Deanna, you have a very very good trip, you know, with your daughter to see your mom. And
make the best of it I can.
Happy Easter, Passover, Ramadan, whatever anyone else celebrating. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.